So you talked about earlier introduction to Arena Tecan, some kind of triplet, FOLFOXIRI Bev, you know, for example, in tumors with more adverse outcomes, prognoses. So I'll ask you first, what I have been hearing about for a couple of years now, BRAF mutant disease. In general, are you using that approach there?
Yes, for a patient where we discover a BRAF mutation, I will treat originally with FOLFOXIRI, and then we would go on to a BRAF study, previously SWOG-1406, which closed, but now there's another study that's looking at a BRAF inhibitor with or without a MEK inhibitor.
So here's one that kind of surprised me. I just interviewed your colleague, Dr. Alan Vanook, yesterday, and I'm kind of still processing. I think he said to me that he's doing it now for right-sided metastatic disease, not BRAF. I mean, BRAF also, but right-sided. He's so convinced by the adverse impact that he wants to start with FOLFOXIRI Bev. Are you doing that? What do you think about it?
I haven't really adopted a policy like that to say all right-sided patients should get it, but I think it's rational. And my threshold for using FOLFOXIRI in right-sided patients who have, you know, RAS mutation would be pretty low, actually. So if a young, relatively healthy person comes in with disease that I'm trying to get to surgical resection, and they have a right-sided tumor, I really wouldn't hesitate.
So I'm curious, though, that your trial calls for the use of cetuximab. I think I saw, maybe that was another paper, Johanna Bendel in, but in any event, what are you doing about investigators in the reaction belt?
Yes, that could be an issue for people in the Southeast that have the reactions. Dr. Bendel's from Nashville, and that's kind of the epicenter of the reaction, so.
I mean, do you allow panitumumab, or they just can't go in the study?
If they aren't prepared to try cetuximab, they couldn't go on the study. That's just, we had to put on some parameters, so that was kind of the choice.